Muslim leaders from around the world are holding an emergency summit in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar to consider ways to avoid a U.S.-led war against Iraq. The session of the 50-plus member Organization of the Islamic Conference is the third high-level regional meeting in a week to discuss the Iraqi crisis. And they coincide with demands for Saddam Hussein to relinquish power and go into exile. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Doha, Qatar. What can this conference accomplish?
Well, but very little in concrete terms, which is why I think so few leaders bother to show up here and sent lower-level delegations instead. It's a recognition, perhaps, of how little influence they have, how little this meeting can really do. The host, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa, basically acknowledged that in his opening speech, and so did Malaysia's Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. He was only one of a handful of heads of state who showed up, and he said that short of a miracle happening, a war was all but certain. But he said, as many others did, that the UN and the inspectors should be given more time to complete their work in hopes that Saddam will comply and that war can be averted. And that was essentially the same message that came from Saturday's Arab League summit in Sharm el-Sheikh.
Yeah, at that Arab League summit, the United Arab Emirates suggested Saddam Hussein resign. Is that suggestion under consideration there in Doha?
I think if it comes up, it'll be on the sidelines and in the hallways, but basically unofficially, for the same reason that the Arab League refused to discuss the idea seriously over the weekend. It's very few people here want to go on record calling for Saddam to step down. One, it's considered bad form, and two, he's not likely to pay any attention anyway, so what's to gain? But having said that, I think most of the delegates here and most of the leaders in the region would be delighted if Saddam went away voluntarily and the region was spared a war. But I'd be very surprised if the meeting comes up with any formal proposal to ask him to leave. I just don't think it's in the cards.
Any surprises so far?
Well, you would have thought that they would have tried to keep it civil, especially after last weekend's dust-up between Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and Saudi Prince Abdullah at the Arab League summit, which only showed the divisions among the Arabs, not the unity. And you might have thought people would try to do a little better at this meeting. But Iraq's delegate, Saddam's deputy Izzat Ibrahim, and a Kuwaiti representative got into a shouting match this morning, calling each other names like monkey and traitor after the Iraqi went into a tirade against the U.S. and Kuwait, and was then interrupted by the Kuwaiti before both were cut off by the host. So a little bit of pyrotechnics seems to be the order of the day at these summits, this week at least.
So what's the likely outcome?
The likely outcome is they'll paper over their differences the best they can, and they'll probably come up with a statement similar to what the Arab League came up with, opposing a war while at the same time urging Saddam to comply with UN resolutions, adding their voice to others in the international community opposing war. The Syrians, of course, are still pushing for countries hosting U.S. and coalition forces to kick them out, to not allow them to use Arab countries as staging areas. But that's not going to happen here. U.S. allies in the region just aren't going to go along with it. And allies like today's hosts, for example. I mean, just a few miles from the hotel here in Doha, where the summit is being held, is the U.S. base where much of that war will be directed from if the U.S. decides to go ahead. The bottom line is that more than a dozen of the countries meeting here are allies in the U.S.-led war on terror, and many will be allies, even reluctant ones, in any war on Saddam as well.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Doha, Qatar.